Feeling Good River 1467, a brand new spot on the radio. We're calling it a tourism spot. We've been catching up with someone from the Mildura Regional Development Team each and every week around this time, and we sort of figured why not start at the top? CEO Brett Millington, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Is it really the top, or is it just...
No, it's kind of in the middle somewhere, you know. Yeah. It's just a title at the end of the day. We're all part of a team, and everyone works really hard to deliver great outcomes for our region.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Of course, it is a collaborative effort, the whole thing. I'm sort of always interested in dynamics when it comes to an office.
Yeah, so we're the economic development and tourism body for the region. So people go, oh, you know, what does that mean? And our focus in terms of tourism is very much on that strategic marketing, that branding, that positioning. So when you see, Visit Mildura floating around at the AFL in the LED sign, or appearing on the Footy Record, any of the magazines.
On a supercar.
Yeah, on a supercar, all those things. That's the sort of strategic positioning that we do in that space. It's destination marketing is the, you know, the official term for it. And then we work with the tourism operators to, you know, help improve the way that they're able to deliver services, help them solve any of the potential issues or struggles that they might be having. And then, if we look back through the COVID pandemic, how did they get access to funding or some support,
lovely,
all those sort of things. So we do a lot of that in that space from a tourism perspective, and then more broadly into business. So, the same with small businesses and, just helping people navigate some of the challenges, looking at what training courses are being provided and helping to facilitate those to be delivered locally, whether it's small business advice, small business training, links into rural financial counselling. We sort of can be a bit of that one-stop shop in a lot of ways, and then up into larger scale projects that are involved in economic development. So
it's amazing. 2 minutes in and all of a sudden it's like I feel like I've been at school for a whole 40-minute period. I was like, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, look, it is. We work hard to... we want to be a silent service, i.e. we want people to know that they've got the opportunity and things are happening for them. But, we don't need to necessarily have our banner out there and flying the flag. This is all about our region.
So what you're saying is you don't want to get out there and fly and shout it from the rooftops. You want to get out there and shout other...
exactly
reasons to
right.
come here, yeah. and other businesses from the rooftops.
Yeah, so the way we look at it is that, we might be talking about tourism and branding of Mildura as a place for people to visit, but ultimately those people might be visitors who come and go, you know what, this is a great place to live, and then they want to move here. So economic development is very much about, ensuring growth, and at the heart of what we do is connecting people and small business or business in general for the economic prosperity of this region.
Yeah, there is a lot of growth in this region.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. Certainly the census data just coming out says that, both on this side of the river and the New South Wales side. So we also work closely New South Wales, with Wentworth Shire Council, in terms of different projects that are, cross state, if you will. So the Light State project that we're working at the moment with Bruce Munro. Yeah, so Light State, where light knows no borders. Big play on the fact that we had border closures and the like. We secured $3 million from the Victorian government in their budget this year. We're working with New South Wales government and also the federal government to try and deliver the whole project across both states and make it, an exceptional visitation opportunity for people to come to our region.
I was just going to ask you, and that's the whole thing. You've answered the question is, is it exclusively Victoria? Well, obviously the lines blur here.
Yeah, it does. And this is the thing. We don't see the river as a border. None of us do. We all went through the pandemic when there was, the roadblocks on the river, and it was just, it was heartbreaking and ridiculous for all of us. And so, part of coming out of the pandemic is to ensure that, we're one community here. There's 4,500 people that travel across that bridge every day to do work. We reside together, we play sport together, we compete against one another, all those things. We need to think collectively about that.
Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. And I've been in Victoria for 4 years. The rest of my life was across the river.
Yeah.
So right at my heart, right there.
Yeah.
It was one of those frustrating things for all those years.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, you talk about, along the border, there's Albury, Wodonga, Echuca, Moama, that sort of stuff. And And yeah, Mildura has always been that dominant name, I suppose. But it's primarily because of what appears on a map. We talk about the Sunraysia region. Unfortunately, Sunraysia doesn't appear on a map anywhere,
no,
so you can't necessarily use that as an identification perspective. But people know Mildura because typically on the weather map, up the top is usually the warmest part of the state.
There you go.
Yeah, really advantageous in terms of attracting tourists when it's freezing cold in Melbourne. But, you know, using that branding and hence why it's Visit Mildura, but we need to get better at how we work together collectively. And
yeah,
it's that Mildura-Wentworth region and really using that, because collectively we're an hour and a half drive, really, we get above 100,000 people. That makes us
true.
Yeah, and that makes our region in the 20 to 50 cities outside of the capitals and the next, we're one of the biggest in that terms of growth, and one of those draws is that economic viability of this region and how much we are as an economic powerhouse for not only Victoria and New South Wales, but also the whole of the country.
Well, I love this. I'm figuring we could sit here and talk for, probably half an hour about this, but this is the sort of things we're going to be covering in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, look, and we like to be able to share information, get the message out there. It's great to be able to come in and talk, and we'll use different members of our team to come in and talk about
everyone.
Yeah, that's right, and the various things that they're doing at any given time, and how we might be able to help local businesses or otherwise to continue to grow the region.
Lovely. Just do us a favour and don't send in Sarah Gilmore because she used to work. No, I'm only kidding. It'd be good to catch up with Sarah. I haven't seen Sarah for ages.
Yeah, no, she's good value, and I'm certainly sure she'll be happy to come and have a chat.
Thank you for that. I wasn't going to ask how you get along with Sarah, but no, that's good that she's a good part of the team. I like that. Well, look, Brett, we'll catch up again undoubtedly as we do the rounds through all the staff, but looking forward to this being a permanent spot on the radio.
Yeah, no, same here. Cheers.